This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. The U.S. Supreme Court is expected to announce soon its ruling in a case that could overturn Roe v. Wade, the law that legalized abortion. Such a ruling would trigger laws that ban abortions in 13 states. One of those states is Mississippi. The case before the Supreme Court is centered around the only clinic in that state that provides abortions. It's in the capital, Jackson. No Mississippi doctors work there. They say the stigma keeps them from getting hired anywhere else. And that's where doctors like Cheryl Hamlin come in. She's an obstetrician gynecologist who practices at Mount Auburn Hospital in Cambridge and at community women's clinics. Every month, Dr. Hamlin flies down to Jackson for a few days to perform abortions. She's been doing this for 5 years now.
It started out really just right after the 2016 election that I felt like I needed to do more than I was doing to improve access to abortion care. I felt like I needed to know what was happening in Mississippi or a red state, and Mississippi was the one I went to. And I think that, you know, the longer I'm there, the more, you know, I see the need, and obviously things have gotten worse. There have been multiple laws passed since I've been working there. Most of them have been overturned, and now we've got this one.
And who pays for your travel there?
The clinic does pay for it.
The clinic itself?
Yeah.
To continue providing the service. And what is it like when you get there? Do you have to go in undercover? Are there protesters outside?
There are protesters outside the clinic, for sure. I've never felt threatened, so it's not like I'm sneaking in, but I definitely go in the back door, not the front door. And, you know, they generally say horrible things to me, but worse than that is they say really horrible things to the women walking into the clinic.
The women who go there, can you tell us about them?
You know, it's the whole range that you would expect. I mean, I think that Mississippi and Jackson in particular has a higher percentage of African Americans than any other state, and that's definitely reflected in the clientele. I would say most of the women probably average on the poorer side, but that doesn't mean we don't get professionals. We certainly do get nurses, doctors, lawyers, teachers. Young, you know, old, no kids, lots of kids. I mean, we get the whole range.
If you look back on the women that you have provided services for, are there any that stay with you, any stories that stay with you?
Gosh, there's so many. You know, I think one of the themes, perhaps, is a religious one, since that's what people are claiming is the reason we should ban abortions and, you know, people saying, oh, they need to find Jesus, or you need to find Jesus. I mean, a lot of the women there, they found Jesus. It's not a lack of religion. And I've had things from, like, I just want my baby to go meet Jesus, you know, right now, rather than suffering through the life I have to offer him. Or in one case, we were sort of negotiating how we were going to get her in. And when I came back and said, all right, we can get you in tomorrow. And she's like, oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. I pray that he would speak in your ear and help me. Mm. You know, so that's their religion. And who are the other people to place their religious, you know, judgment on them?
So you said one of your motivations in going to Mississippi was to find out what things were like in a red state, to try and understand what people who think in a different way,
right,
possibly, what their views are. So let me ask you that in regards to people who you are serving, you're providing abortions for, and then people who don't want abortion to be legal, who are on the other side. Maybe you've talked to them, maybe you haven't. Tell us first about your patients.
You know, one of the things that struck me early on was, you know, comparing it to Massachusetts, was the difference in, you know, healthcare options in general. Mississippi has one of the highest uninsured rates, and Massachusetts having one of the lowest ones. So the difference was fairly stark, that women actually didn't get birth control because they couldn't afford it, not so much because it wasn't accessible. You know, and a lot of them haven't really seen a doctor other than, you know, I'm like the first doctor they've seen in a while. And so, you know, I do talk to them about their blood pressure. You know, your blood pressure is a little higher than it should be. You know, have you seen somebody for that? Or, you know, they'll tell me about, you know, just some advice they've been given that just seems a little backwards to me, and I'll try to talk with them through that.
Can I ask you what?
Several women have said that they requested a tubal ligation or something permanent and were told no, that they're too young, they don't have enough kids.
And what's behind that? I mean, that's not a matter of lack of insurance. What do you think is going on there?
I don't know if I know. It could either be a lack of taking the time to understand what the woman really needs, which we all know contributes to some of the healthcare disparities, you know, that poor and women of color often aren't listened to as well. I think I have no doubt that's part of it. Some of it just may be that they're so desperate for doctors that, you know, they may not have a lot of time for education, or maybe they're not the most well-trained.
And what about the people who you would consider real red staters, the people who you're kind of trying to get your head around? Have you spoken with anyone who can kind of help you understand where they're coming from?
Well, what's interesting to me, actually, is that I haven't always been shy in saying what I've been there for, and I'm surprised about the amount of support I get. The worst has been neutral, like, you know, that's fine, but I think women abuse it or whatever. I mean, that was like the worst comment I've gotten. But I've gotten some like, wow, good for you. I'm so glad that you do that, you know, more than you would expect, I guess. So the only really outspoken people really are the protesters in front of the building. And when I started going, I did try to engage with them, but you really can't. I've talked to them about, well, why doesn't Mississippi expand Medicaid? You know, more women would have insurance and use birth control and, you know, maybe feel more comfortable continuing a pregnancy if they weren't worried about insurance. And like, well, that's not going to make any difference. You know, I mean, nothing I say has made a difference.
If you can't go back, where will your activism go then? Are you going to try to find places where these women can go if they need and want an abortion outside of Mississippi, elsewhere?
Well, it's going to have to be multi-fronts. The owner and staff at Jackson Women's Health are opening a clinic in New Mexico, and I'm working on my New Mexico license, and it's right on the border of Texas, so it will be convenient to Texas. I'm hoping that my connections here will help whatever women that this would be the easier step, that they can come here. You know, it's going to be some fundraising and kind of creative how to get people where they need to be, you know, to the extent that it's legal for both me and the woman wanting it, getting pills to them or, you know, whatever it takes. It's going to take a lot of creativity and multiple fronts. And then, you know, the real answer is we need the political will to change things. You know, we haven't succeeded until that happens.
Dr. Cheryl Hamlin, thank you.
Thank you.
Dr. Cheryl Hamlin is an obstetrician-gynecologist based in the Boston area who's been providing abortions in Jackson, Mississippi every month since 2017.